proclamation number 4559 dated the February 6, 1949.
The doctrine of incarnation, tantra message.
Whatever you would like to know, ask me, and I will answer your questions as soon as you put them to me. It is of utmost significance for all people that they aim to achieve full maturity of soul during their earthly life and that they firmly believe that one day they will have to give account to a God of justice of how they had used their earthly life. This belief encourages people to be spiritually very active. Thus, it is understandable that a belief in frequent opportunities for higher development through repeated incarnations on Earth will make the human being indifferent to his psychological task. This belief is dangerous, because it effectively lessens the endeavor for highest possible maturity of soul while, at the same time, it questions my justice. How should I call this or that person to account? Unless I allow every human being to reincarnate on Earth. How should people, who transform themselves into love in accordance with my will during their earthly life be rewarded if I give others, who fail to do so, the opportunity to incarnate themselves again once or several more times for the purpose of achieving higher development? In that case, every person would eventually have achieved the same degree of perfection. The degree of light determines the degree of bliss in the spiritual kingdom. Hence, the strength of light, which the person has achieved on earth in free will, determines the sphere of activity allocated to him in the spiritual kingdom, where he can consistently increase in wisdom and strength, and also in happiness. In turn, his activity consists of transmitting light and strength to beings who are in darkness and without strength, who require help on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. This activity is tremendously gladdening, so that you cannot compare it to any activity on earth. It follows that every being capable of distributing light and strength to needy souls wants to be fully active, because it thereby makes itself extremely happy, seeing that it receives the strength from me and is thus effectively a relay station for my emanation of strength. Every being seeks to implement this happiness-inducing process as soon as it is but a shimmer of knowledge, thus no longer moving in deepest spiritual darkness. Then, it will never again voluntarily exchange its abode in the spiritual realm with it on earth. It will never again desire the physical body, since the opportunities of ascent in the spiritual kingdom are equally available when the will to love has awakened in those with but a flicker of knowledge. The soul can certainly embody itself if it is the will to do so and its cause for incarnation is a noble motive, such as wanting to help its fellow human beings, or to atone a considerable guilt which prevented the soul from achieving a higher degree of maturity. Then the reincarnation is not due to my will but the will of the soul itself is the decisive factor. However, since every soul knows that its past memory will be taken away, such incarnation is of utmost danger for the soul since it can just as well fail in free will. It is to walk the path of development like any other human being and its carnal instincts will be particularly strong when it is faced with the same temptation that had caused its guilt in the first place. If a soul compares this with its activity in the spiritual kingdom, which slowly but surely also results in the degree of maturity, while the spiritual benefit of a repeated incarnation is doubtful, it much rather prefers its fate in the spiritual kingdom. Nevertheless, it remains in contact with Earth inasmuch as it takes care of the soul's destiny on Earth, always helping where it had failed itself. But the assumption that the same soul has embodied itself on earth as a human being again, is wrong. It must always be contended that people on Earth will be offered every opportunity to progress, that the flow of grace is unlimited. Due to the act of salvation, a person's will can receive enough strength to make failure impossible, and that it is therefore entirely up to him to achieve the high degree of light. Such privileges may not be willfully rejected in order to then request them anew. The human being has free will. One day he will have to give account of how he has used it and accept the consequences, which consist of a variable fate in the beyond, which he then cannot simply avoid with a repeated embodiment. The success of this is questionable again due to the fact that his past memory will be taken away from him. Admittedly, his will makes the choice, thus he will be incarnated if he so wants, but this will is rare and therefore one cannot speak of frequent incarnations. Besides, this doctrine is a danger to people, inasmuch as they do not take their earthly life seriously enough in view of a repetition which, however, fails to happen. Amen.